This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. military says that it has ended its search for airborne objects that were shot down near Dead Horse, Alaska, and over Lake Huron on February 10th and 12th. In a statement released late Friday, U.S. Northern Command says the decision came after the U.S. and Canada conducted systematic searches of each area using a variety of capabilities, including airborne imagery and sensors, surface sensors and inspections, and subsurface scans, and did not locate debris. Northern Command said air and maritime safety perimeters were being lifted at both sites. The war in Ukraine has killed thousands, forced millions to flee their homes, reduced entire cities to rubble, and fueled fears a confrontation could escalate into an open conflict between Russia and NATO. Russian President Vladimir Putin may have hoped for a quick victory when he launched the invasion on February 24th, but stiff Ukrainian resistance derailed Moscow's blitz, turning back an attempt to seize the capital, Kyiv. Massive supplies of Western weapons helped the Ukrainian military turn the tide in the conflict and reclaimed a broad swath of territory. Fierce battles continue in eastern Ukraine in a grinding war of attrition. The Pentagon says the first class of 635 Ukrainian fighters has finished a five-week advanced U.S. training course in Germany on sophisticated combat skills and armored vehicles that will be critical in the coming spring offensive against the Russians. The Pentagon Press Secretary, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, says that the additional training is already underway in a training area and will involve about 1,600 more fighters from Ukraine.